listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by Fred Flights, my colleague and friend at the Center for Security Policy, our Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs, a 20-year veteran of the Central Intelligence Agency, the right-hand man of John Bolton as his Chief of Staff when he was Undersecretary of State, and a professional staff member of the House Intelligence Committee. Always a welcome guest here. Fred, good to have you back.
Hey, Frank, good to be here.
I'd like to pick up with something that I was talking about a moment ago with our previous guest, Daniel Horowitz, namely this idea that if one's interested in really getting to the bottom of collusion between the Russians and U.S. officials, that the lens has to be broadened beyond just the Trump campaign or Trump transition, which has been the exclusive focus of it to date. There are some like National Public Radio that have been taking the view that this would be out of bounds somehow to do this in connection with specifically Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's, because they are former officials who were defeated political adversaries and therefore somehow should get a pass. Fred, you've worked on the Hill. You've been a member, as I say, of the staff of the Intelligence Committee, one of those that is looking into these matters. In your judgment, should the United States government be evaluating what kind of collusive behavior the Clintons engaged in, especially as it seems to have not only benefited them financially, but harmed the national security?
I don't know, Frank. Isn't it funny that investigations of the Clintons always seem to be out of bounds? Look at all the things that happened during Bill Clinton's investigation. Records disappearing, the secret health care panel. I mean, if a Republican had done any of these things, they would not just have been impeached. They would have been convicted and removed from office. And I think the record of what Hillary Clinton did in terms of pay for play with the Russians, selling one-fifth of America's uranium reserve to a Russian-controlled company, speeches given by Bill Clinton where he received huge payments while she was Secretary of State, these things obviously represent inappropriate activities. But I think these were efforts by foreign entities to buy influence from a potential president. Concerning the argument that, well, we shouldn't look into this because she's a failed presidential candidate, I have some sympathy for that argument, but not right now. Not when the Democrats refuse to accept the legitimacy of the election of this president. They've changed the rules, and I think we have to change the rules too.
That's something that Daniel Horowitz alluded to as well. I don't actually think this has anything to do with politics. This has to do with the ground truth, which is what we're expecting Bob Mueller and the House and Senate Intelligence Committees and others investigating these matters to get at. And if it is the case that we're concerned about the possibility that American security or American interests have been compromised by specifically Russian influence operations, the American people are entitled to know when did that happen and by whom. And that should be, it seems to me, above partisanship. It should be to let the chips fall where they may, and it should involve as comprehensive a review of these matters. And I would include in the matter, in that investigation, by the way, the President of the United States himself, Barack Obama, who we have videotape saying he wanted Vladimir Putin's help in the election of 2012. In exchange for which he would give him concessions on missile defense thereafter. I mean, these are things that I think we have, an obligation to establish the facts about, and where the chips fall, they must fall. Fred, let me turn to another topic on which I did want to ask you, having spent most of your professional life in one incarnation or another, worrying about, warning of, and trying to counter the great and growing danger from North Korea. Your former boss, John Bolton, has written in the Wall Street Journal today about the need for regime change in North Korea is really the only thing that is going to prevent this threat from metastasizing ominously and perhaps resulting in the death of Americans. Tell me about your views on that policy recommendation by John Bolton.
Well, Mr. Bolton's position is that the trajectory of North Korea's nuclear missile programs is extremely worrisome. They're not going to continue to build up these programs indefinitely without some type of military conflict breaking out. either through an accident or a miscalculation, or maybe someday North Korea it will use its nuclear arsenal to basically issue an ultimatum, reunite the Korean Peninsula under us. And I think that Mr. Bolton's recognizing that this is a very serious situation. This president cannot kick down the road. He discusses various military options that could be used against North Korea. And I know he's not happy about this, but I know that he's very worried given the fact that the North Koreans now appear to have ballistic missiles that can easily hit the United States. I question whether they have the guidance system to hit them precisely, but frankly, the U.S. is so large, I suspect the North Koreans could simply aim a missile in that direction. They do have to get a reentry vehicle, so a warhead could actually detonate over target territory. But we should not underestimate their nuclear missile programs. They have developed them far faster than experts had predicted.
Well, and there's also, as you know, Fred Flights, the informed judgment, shall we say, of former Director of Central Intelligence Jim Woolsey and the former Executive Director of the EMP Threat Commission of the Congress, Peter Pry, that the North Koreans may simply be putting nuclear weapons aboard satellites, which a single one could conceivably unleash a devastating EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack against this country without having to worry about hitting some specific target or re-entering the atmosphere, just do it from space. So in all these regards, I think we're on borrowed time, and I fear that the recommendation that John Bolton is making is absolutely needed. We'll, again, be talking about that more with Claudia in a moment. Fred, let me ask you about one other thing you've been reporting on at Newsmax, the demasking scandal of the Obama administration. You say it's not simply growing, it's surging. Talk a bit about that. What is the demasking scandal, first off, and what does it mean that it is surging?
Well, just quickly, when a name of an American citizen is collected in an intelligence report, we mask it because U.S. intelligence agencies are not allowed to collect against U.S. citizens without a court order. I mean, this is because they are foreign intelligence collection entities. They're not supposed to collect domestically. It's possible for a U.S. official to ask for the name of such an American, but it's done rarely, and it's a very serious matter. We now know from the House Intelligence Committee that in the final year of the Obama administration, hundreds of requests were made, and apparently most of them were of Trump campaign and transition officials. And over 100 of these were made by former U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power. Now, I've supported many U.N. ambassadors, and I can't conceive of a reason that Samantha Power would need the demasked names of Trump campaign and transition officials. I can't think of a national security reason. Clearly, the Obama administration was weaponizing intelligence to target Mr. Trump. And also, there's a letter from the House Intelligence Committee chairman that they couldn't find a justification for these demasking requests, but they did find that after many of them were made, information from these requests were leaked to the news media.
Oh, no kidding. Is that right? Sink me. This is shocking in the extreme, unless you know the Obama team. And Samantha Power, as one of the political operatives, another apparently implicated in this growing scandal, is Ben Rhodes, former deputy national security advisor and the hatchet man on what you called the Obama bomb deal in your book, which describes it as a dangerous, growing national security fraud. Fred Flights, we have to leave it at that for the moment. Thank you so much for your time today, as well as the great work you do at the Center for Security Policy. We will indeed next talk to Claudia Rosette, ace investigative reporter on these issues and more. Straight ahead.